Welcome, everybody, to the big call. It is Tuesday, July 16th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, SAT team, for connecting us around the globe with millions of listeners that have been targeted specifically as currency holders. We know that. That's who the call is targeted to. Nobody else has that, but we have it, and I'm glad we do. Thank you, everybody that is listening in Big Call Universe. Thank you, Sue and Bob, for being here to co-host with me. And let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for a wonderful teaching, I'm sure, that she has prepared for us. So let's all get in an attitude of prayer and pray this call in. Lord God, we just thank you that so many things have happened, even since last Thursday's call. Thank you for sparing President Trump's life and knowing that he had a bandage on his ear and the next day he played golf. Kind of neat. And thank you that you had your angels there to move him out of the way of being fully assassinated. And thank you, God, that you have plans for that man. And you have plans for us. Big plans. And we thank you for that. We thank you that we have an opportunity to do really major things on this earth. And that we've been called, that's why I use the term the big call, we've been called to be agents and ambassadors of you on this earth and beyond, to bring the love and the life to the world and to humankind in general. Thank you, Lord, for everything that we have, what you've provided for, what we have in terms of our healing. And we thank you for just a beautiful summer, even though it's hot, a beautiful summer that's about to cool down and give us a great opportunity for a blessing this week. Thank you for everything that you've done in our lives. Bless us, Lord God, and continue to work with us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is our time to learn, to listen, and to comment on this teaching that you will bring to us. So thank you for your participation in this area. And thank you that we can learn and be together right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'd like to extend an invitation to everyone. And I'm just going to ask you to put your hand on your heart. And as you listen to this teaching, realize the power of your heart, not your mind, but your heart, to absorb these words. And I'm dedicating this deeply to everything that matters, to the pod and new members of the pod, and to the flourishing and regenerating of our world and beyond our world. Life-changing power. When Moses was leading 2 million Israelites through the desert to the promised land, God told him to go up on Mount Sinai, which is where he received the 10 commandments. He left his brother Aaron in charge while he was on the mountain for 40 days. The people got restless and said to Aaron, We don't know if Moses is ever coming back. Let's make some gods out of gold that we can worship. Aaron had them melt down their earrings and jewelry, and he molded a calf out of the gold. Then they started partying, drinking, and committing all kinds of debauchery. God was so angry with Aaron and the people that he was going to wipe them all out and only spare Moses. But in Exodus 32, it says, Moses pleaded with the Lord, saying, "Remember what you promised, that the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would be as numerous as the stars in the heavens, and that they would possess this land forever." Then it says, God changed his mind and did not bring the disaster that he had threatened. That's how powerful it is when you remind God of what he promised. If Moses had not said, "God, you promised," he would have wiped them all out. I wonder if their blessings, favor, healing, and vindication that we're not seeing because we're not putting God in remembrance of promises. We're praying for God to do it. We're asking God to turn it around, which is good. But when you say, "God, you promised," something powerful happens. The creator of the universe goes to work. Chains are broken. Forces of darkness are pushed back. And impossible situations turn around. Nothing can stand against our God. God says in Genesis 28, "I will be with you constantly until I've finished giving you everything I promised." God is saying, everything I've promised you is on the way. Healing is on the way. Promotion is on the way. Freedom is on the way. Eternal love is on the way. 800 numbers and an RV and a 1,000 years of peace is on the way. Right connections and vindication are on the way. And med beds are on the way. Get ready for God to show out in your life. I believe and declare that new doors are about to open, problems are turning around, and dreams are coming to pass. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Susan, that was full. Thank you so much for that. That was beautiful. And it just further emphasizes that our God is a God of yes and amen. And our God is a God of promise. And remember the symbol of promise, which was the rainbow. And I just think that when we look to what God has promised his people, and that would include us, since we were sort of grafted into the Hebraic vine, there are promises that we can take as well. And it's beautiful to know that God will keep his word and has kept his word through the ages, and now we're about to receive those promises, including this blessing. And I just think it's a wonderful thing that we can be blessed in this time of turmoil and change and division and so on. But God's bigger plan is for us to come together and be united and make this United States a beautiful, really great country again. I love that God, even though he did change his mind, He is a God that remembers what he said, what he promised. The lesson we can take from this teaching is, can we make promises to each other, to God? Can we keep those promises? And I think that's where we can take God at his word. Can God take us at our word? I thought it was a wonderful teaching, Sue, and that's what I got out of it so far. But I'm going to turn it over to Bob and hear what you received from that teaching, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks, Sue. What a great way to start Tuesday here on the second night of the convention and
yes.
on the night of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I thought it was really beautiful, especially the beginning when you were saying put your hand over your heart. That's always a great way to start because it just changes your focus, as you were saying, from not in your brain or in your head, but in your heart. And that is where that life-changing power comes from. And I love the part about the promise that I will always be with you. And then our promise in return perhaps could be, and I will keep you in my heart always.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And this begins the power. And then when you say things to others such as, you know, my heart goes out to you, or I speak to you from the heart, we can honestly know that it means, you know, I am grateful because God is speaking to you through me. I have promised to keep God in my heart always, and when I'm speaking to you, it's God speaking through me. And he wants you to know how awesome you are and what he loves about you, how you are a person that is so helpful and so loving and kind, and a person that's so hardworking, but mostly a person filled with faith. And as we go about our day, we can say those words and change them up for each person we encounter so that it is coming from our heart. So it's not just words, but a sincere acknowledgement of the person. And it will absolutely change their day. And over time, as you hold that exalted position of God speaking through you, it changes you as well.
That's so beautiful,
Bob. I like that. Thank you, Bob. That's really well said. Sue, the Bible says, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What did you get from this teaching tonight, Sue?
Well, it's different. It's profound. And I'll tell you what, as I was reading it, I was getting revelation. Think about how it started. It was Moses left, who is a spiritual leader, and disappeared. And then what did people do? They do what they do today. When they're not connected to God, they go and they worship material things. They drink, they get addictive, they go outside of themselves. They're not connected to each other. And what I love about what you said, Bruce, is I think it was you. I will always be with you. Here's the thing. To me, I'm trying to think of how I'm going to frame this. What Bob was saying is about when we touch our heart and we realize God is inside of us. God is all around us. God is omnipresent. We're part of God. I think we're moving into a time when we're going to interpret that that teaching was more about showing our oneness with God. Our oneness with God that got reunified. And what happens when anyone says, okay, I remember the promises that I am one with God. That's Old Testament. Jesus came to demonstrate my Father and I are one, and these things you shall do, and greater. And so the story is, which is why I chose it, it's a story of remembering that there isn't separation. There isn't something outside of you that is giving you love or is going to get angry with you, as much as if you leave your heart, if you leave your union with God, if you leave it by being distracted from your essence in Christ, your life will get messy, will become fragmented, will become destructive, because your union, your life, your wholeness is with God always. And it's only when we forget that, that disease befalls us, you know, things get, it's when our attention has moved away from remember the promises of God, remember that I'm one with you, and remember that that power is inside of you, and you have access to that, that your body is actually built. And that's a whole thing. That's a whole teaching. We haven't been told about the magnificence of our body and the chemistry and the holiness and the 40,000 neurons in your heart. You've got to go hunting for that. That's not out there. So to me, the teaching was about returning to your true power, and the true power being your whole and your one and your home in God. And as long as you never forget that, and you walk with that knowing, and you praise that knowing, and you lift it up, your life is going to be a blessing to you and filled with faith, like Bob said, and filled with unity, like the three of us and everybody that's hopefully listening and receiving, that we're already unified in God and in love and in blessing. And if you put your attention there, that's how your life will manifest. So that's my take on the teaching.
That's good, Sue. That's really well said. It's good to think about that. Thank you for bringing that teaching to us today. Very much so. All righty. Thank you, Sue. Let's check in and see if we have any praise reports tonight.
Oh, no.
I have a feeling we do, but let's check and see.
I just opened. Okay, so I'm going to just talk about Pastor Scott. And this is what he's saying. So I'm going to do a prayer. Sue, I'm here, but had another stroke.
Oh, my God.
I am in ER right now, worse than before. I'm getting a Bob craving, but I'm going to pray for, that's a weird thing.
What's that even mean, Sue?
I know. I'm going to pray for Pastor Scott. And let's everybody put their hands on their hearts and pray for Pastor Scott, who is a devoted co-leader on the call, that all of the conditions, all of the consciousness, and everything that has contributed to this pattern of a stroke condition, that all of Christ's healers, helpers, angels, Christ, all of us, surround him in a column of supernatural, integrated, every system of his body, every particle of his awareness be reconnected to his body with strength, with healing, with full, complete wholeness. There's a complete pattern of wholeness, and that every bit of resource, support, whatever it's going to take, is now surrounding him in a permanent, ever-pulsing, Christ-laden miracle recovery as he gets ready to get into the med beds. And this, he's going to look at what this was showing him about his strength in Christ and what he's showing us, that no matter what, he keeps showing up. He keeps showing up. He's not identifying. He is the purity. He is the perfection and healing. No matter what he keeps going through, he's still with us. He's still communicating. That is spiritual power. And we're asking that spiritual power, that strength, that love in Christ, to show up, cut out the strokes. He's promised to be well, and we're seeing that and only that. And we're only holding his strength, his power, and his victory right now, and as he's walking early into the med beds. We see you whole and healed, and we love you very much, Pastor Scott, for what you're demonstrating in your power to just keep being here with us. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen and amen.
Felt like a Belgian Malinois on that one.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, gosh. Okay, so let me get one more thing.
Okay, before Jeannie, yeah.
Wow. Big, concentrated. Uh-oh. Let's see. Different resource here for a second. You can fill for just half a
sure.
15 yeah. seconds.
Sure. Be happy to. So,
I just have to pull up. I thought it was here.
Well, Pastor Scott is just, he's standing up, having all to do, having faith for healing. We stand. And that's what he's doing. He's standing against the fiery darts of the evil one, against Satan and his minions to come against him and try to take him out at this time, which we're not going to allow. God's not going to allow it, and he wants to bring complete and total healing to Pastor Scott, who is walking in his healing now. And we just pray that that occurs and that the results is something that will be seen by us and by himself, everybody. And that's what we're speaking. We're speaking his healing into existence.
And now, thank you for that, Bruce. Now we're going to read from Jeannie. And it says, after the recent assassination attempt on the former president, we pray for the victims and their families. We pray for our nation. We thank God that President Trump was not assassinated and that he was not seriously hurt. National Cherry Day, Tuesday, 7/16/24. Wow, I haven't had cherries in a while. They're nutritious. No one really loves taking their vitamins, right? Well, sneaky cherries are filled with vitamins A, B, C, and E. Together, these vitamins help blood circulation, hair growth, stress management, and reduce cancer risk, to mention a few. National Peach Ice Cream Day. Not that we want to be contaminating people's biomes, but it's sweet, it's tangy. So
peaches are delicious.
It's cold, it's everything you need in this hot weather. Just, yeah, blend it up in a blender. Just put peaches and ice.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. World Emoji Day, Wednesday, 7/17/24, Virtue of the Day. Light up your friends' phones with all the emojis you want today. It's a healthy obsession. That's on 7/17.
Right.
Praise God from who all blessings come. Praise God for all small and large miracles. How great God is. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Virtue of the day, perseverance. The virtue of perseverance is essential for friendship and love. Perseverance teaches us to resolve difficulties. Acquiring this virtue requires both grace and significant personal effort. Think about all those conflicts we've all had to confront, learn to master, learn to be loving with, and I call that perseverance and celebrate all those that are doing that. There's no virtue in beginning. It is easy. Many start, few finish. This is true in most everything. Don't look at how far you still have to go. Look at how far you've come and consider how your life would be if you had never found your true love or this path at all. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing all our prayers every day, and especially on the big call, for all the leaders, all the listeners, for their health, their finances, RV blessings, and med beds. Wishing everyone a happy and safe week. May everyone be blessed, be thankful and kind, with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was beautiful, and thank you for the calendar of days. Yeah. Oh, man, peach ice cream. Are you kidding? Perfect time now for that. Thank you, Sue. Any other praise reports that we can include in this?
That's it for now.
Right.
That's it for now. I know they're winging their way. People are thinking about them. They're just not willing to type them up and send them to us.
Not
that.
Quite yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was really wonderful. Thank you for that. And I'm looking forward to answering a few of the outstanding questions that some of us might still have about R&R, for example. So I'll get to that in the intel. Sue, this is a segment for you to say what it is you would like us to know, and maybe an opportunity that we should take advantage of?
Well, I like the fact that the teaching tonight was about life-changing power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to be life-changing power, to be life-changing power, there's only one way that you can have that, and that's to be connected to the ever-renewing, ever-regenerating, ever-available, infinite power in Christ. And that's not fixed. That's not, it merges with the material world, but if you're paying attention, you're noticing how Christ is having this phenomenon called what is seeking to emerge. What is trying to emerge here? What is trying to be revealed here so that our world can move into a new space of healing, so that you can move out of old states of being and into greater health, greater learning, greater love, greater service. And it turns out, and I wonder if Bob knows about this, that there's a woman by the name of Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, and she's part of the positive psychology movement that started 20 years ago, where they started investigating what happens when people focus on not what's wrong with people, but what's right, their character strengths and their virtues. And it turns out that she started to study how people create happiness in their life, quote-unquote happiness. And pay deep attention, please, because this is going to be very highlighting and defining for you. And it turns out that they measured the levels of happiness of a group of, I'm going to see if I can get the number of this study, but this was a relatively large study of, in 2013, 400 adults, measuring the difference between their levels of happiness and meaning. Their behavior, their emotions, their personal relationships, their stress levels, and their creative pursuits. So I want you to think about what you're thinking about when you think about the blessing. And it turns out that happiness was associated with a lot of the things of our materialistic culture. And it was, you know, finding out that people measured happiness by how often did you feel happy, how often did you feel satisfied, how often did you feel interested in life. And they were out there buying things, saying, oh, this is great, I want to get this, I want to get that. Think about the people that you know that do that. And they found out that the people that were measuring from what is, that's called hedonic happiness, like going out to dinner, buying clothes, all those are wonderful things. But if that's what you're pursuing, Bob is going to love this. They demonstrated that and examined that the genes that started show how they measured their genes and the the way their bodies were responding to that kind of a life that was only pursuing, I want to feel good, I want to feel comfortable, I want to, you know, that level of happiness. They were showing signs of inflammation, and they were showing that from an evolutionary point of view, alcohol, drugs, casual sex, pressing buy, meaning a buy button, created so much disease signals in their body that their body felt like it was in extreme adversity. Their body felt like it was in extreme adversity. Their immune system started shutting down. They started creating basically a toxic, degenerative, non-motivating, non-generative life. On the other hand, when people were asked, where did you create the greatest contribution? Where have you been challenged? And going for something that you believe in that's larger than you. When that happened, the researchers were surprised and found out that it actually turned on signals in the body, the brain, and the nervous system that made them come alive, that made people have a happier level of what is now. And I really want this to be, because if you look, you're going to see how people are, how to be happier, how to be happier. Guess what? That's going to go, that's going to shift. As soon as we go, it's going to be how to create meaning in your life. Mark my words, in 1 year, because we now know what creates thriving for people is when they're connecting to people and creating something that has value, when they're listening and they're being getting ready to do humanitarian work and they're thinking about their projects and they're learning about themselves and how they can become better leaders. That creates meaning. Happiness and doing things you love, that's fantastic. But if you're not combining that with a balanced, let me say that really strongly, a balance, taking care of yourself and taking care, taking good self-care, compassionate. What do I need to learn about being healthy? What do I need to learn about balancing, caring for others while I care for myself, that I create meaning in my life. So I'm close to myself, I'm close to God, and I'm close to doing something that matters, that's bigger. I doubt that anybody who's listening to this can't already feel the difference in what that feels like. What it feels like when you're connected, how am I getting better? How am I getting healthier? How am I listening to Bob's incredible research? And then taking his powerful, love-based products and getting healthier and knowing that I'm going to apply that and walk out into the world as an example of living a healthy, meaningful life. So here's what I want everybody to think about. If you could have the power to eliminate the stress, which is usually just random, like not knowing what you're going to be doing when this goes. And when I say not knowing what you're doing, that means not seeing yourself in the picture and having a picture which is, you'll be going from this place to this place and imagining these people and giving your brain a map. It's not going to be a tight map. In other words, it's not telling you where to go. It's going to show you behaviorally the discipline of moving in a healthy way through the next 6 months to a year. And when I say discipline, you're becoming a disciple of a new way of living that balances your deep relationship with God. Number one, you're married to God. That deep relationship, putting that number one, so that that's where you're getting the bulk of your instruction. And then following God's instruction, but learning that most likely the conditioning and the places you've worked and the things you've done and the way your family raised you, it didn't have a sacred rhythm and way of life. Nobody got that unless you pursued it with all your heart. We don't have a balanced way of life. We don't. And your biggest contribution is going to be if you learn what that is, you select people because you're learning what that is, and you start to build that out. And you learn, what do I need to do so I can learn really well, so I can make the best decisions, so I'm pouring God's light into my life and into my projects. That is what the Golden Wisdom Bundle does. It gives you a meditation so you can become the new feelings, the new identity, the new focus that you're going to need. It allows you to deepen on that, practice that, and then it goes through strategies so you can actually see yourself going through these steps, and you can begin to master what really hasn't gotten out on this planet. It's very fragmented. There are lots of healing modalities. There's a lot of it. This is strategic, holistic, whole life. Your mind in Christ, your body in Christ, your behaviors, your habits in Christ. And it makes it simple. So you can listen and make a commitment. I'm going to be a disciple of a whole new way of living so it can get out onto the planet. Not just for you. It's so that you can listen. You can train yourself to practice and think and feel. And then you can walk into a meeting. And because you're at this new level, you're going to pick people that support that higher, healthier standard. I've been doing this for 31 years. It's my passion. I came out of a very stressful, very demanding corporate background, and I saw my mother die of cancer when I was 21. And that was a crucible moment for me. I went, wait a minute. What is it? And I dedicated my life from that moment on to figuring out how I wasn't going to be like that, number one. Number two, I learned a lot about what society imprints people into. And number three, I got to study with some of the best people in the world and learn and research and a lot, all of that learning. 31 years, 30,000 hours of private one-on-one goes into the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So it's not a light, not a casual, oh, I've just been doing this for 2 years. It's a long-term, disciplined approach that's going to be simplified and essentialized. And this is the last time you're going to be able to get it because we're just going to be too busy and we're going to have to be concentrating on it. So if you want to have
a meaningful life, if you want to be healthy, if you want to inspire people because you're working on becoming the best version of yourself in Christ, and you want an integrated system designed just for humanitarians. This is not for business people, entrepreneurs, those were my clients. This is for only humanitarians of the RV that are going to have to be thinking in big new ways, simplified. Then send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, at hushmail.com, and just put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300, and then put your name and Cash App, and we will get that to you. I really don't want to come across as anything but, if you could get it to us tonight, I just have a sense that would be a good idea, so we can get it out to you in the morning. But only, let me say this, only if there's something in you that's getting lit up, like I want to live in a much clearer, conscious, and generative way so I can inspire not only myself, but others to be this new path of healing. If that's you, then send us an email because it's going to just, you know, we've had people that say, I would have paid you $1 million. It changed my life. I was sick. I was depressed. I listened to this to get inspired because it's much bigger than the life you're living right now. But it's practical. So send us an email. I hope that was helpful. I hope if you're listening to it that you're thinking, wow, I'm living that life already. Whatever you can take out of what I just said, just know that each of us is going to be playing a very important role in how we integrate a whole life. A whole life, a healthy life, healthy love, healthy leadership, healthy teams, that's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and I hope it'll help you. That's me for tonight, Bruce.
Sounds great, Sue. Really does. I love the way that you framed that and brought that in. Based on your own experience, that was wonderful. And, I'm going to mention that in my Intel segment as well. So, thank you, Sue. So, Bob? Yes. Bob, this is a great time to talk about what might be on sale. Because I don't know, and any testimonials and any new research that you're finding.
Okay. So, thank you, Bruce. We do have a couple of testimonials. One of them's kind of funny. I think I'll save that one for last. This one's about clarity factor, the first one. It says, I do feel more focused when using this product. I didn't use it for a while, and I felt my focus was off and levels of concentration low. So I began it again, and I feel focused again. Then listen to this. This is about Boomer Boost. I'm only 2 weeks into taking the Boomer Boost. I do notice a difference in the way I feel. Now my wife is sneaking scoops of my Boomer Boost. I think I'll have to reorder sooner.
That's good.
Sue, so, you know, the science of happiness you were talking about, right, with Dr. Fredrickson? I looked this up, and I found her website. And she has a free thing people can look at on her website. And if you go there, and if you just Google her and go and find her website, you can see all kinds of cool stuff on there. And she calls it pursuitofhappiness.org. She's really cool. She's really famous for her positive psychology. And I have another thing about positive psychology, Bruce, which is a book that was written by a man who was formerly Mr. Universe. And his name is Noreen Zurig. And this is a man who was born prematurely, like literally really tiny, like just 3 pounds when he was born. And the doctors told his mom and dad that he wasn't going to live, and he grew up being very, very small. And one day he saw some friends of his coming from the gym and decided he wanted to go and lift weights at the gym so he wouldn't be so small anymore. And he started with very, very light weights, and each day lifted a little more and a little more, and one day became Mr. Universe. And he's a very, very, very kind and generous man. He's on the advisory board of our company that does the training for veterans who are retiring and getting out of the military and looking for their first job in the civilian world. And he's been doing that for us for like 10 years. And his book is called Mind Over Body. And it's his attempt, a successful one, I might add, to give people a how-to book about exercise that can help people get started if they're just starting out, or help more advanced people learn what helped make him Mr. Universe. And he knows about both because he started from the very beginning. And in his book, right at the beginning, he encourages people to ask themselves a series of questions and write down the answer right in the book where he gives you space to write it. And so his questions are like, my current state of physical health is, then he asks the question, are you satisfied with your state of health? Is there anything about it you would like to improve? Is there a particular problem that you want to address? Do you want to improve your lifestyle and your diet? And then he goes on with more and more questions to ask yourself. My current fitness or activity level is, then there's a question, do you think you're as fit as you can be? And then there's a space to write down. And what he's doing with these questions, Bruce, is he's helping people to kind of go inside a little bit and be honest with themselves and try to find really what their core values are around their health and the views that they have of their state of health, their body, their appearance, their weight, their strength, and to just be really honest and ask yourself, do I want to improve? Is there something I need to do to get going? And then the book continues with step-by-step tasks, exercises, and encouragement to get going and keep going and ultimately get into the best physical health or shape of your life. Even includes, a whole section about weightlifting, and with with pictures of how to do the right the exercises right, how to start with real small light weights and build your way up. Just really great motivational book about health and exercise. And one of the things is he's got an entire section of like 100 affirmations that you can choose from to repeat each day. And they start out with, I have the power to control my health. I am ready, willing, and deserving to be fit. I focus on my form while I exercise. I am strong and lean. And it gives you 100 to choose from so you can pick which ones you want to use to guide you as you go. And really, just a really great treasure. Many, many people have bought this book and used it as their guide to get their health and wellness, endeavors launched. And lastly, Bruce, just wanted to say we do still have the sale going on that has our barley, both Gladiator barley and heirloom barley, and okay. Our collagen and also vitamin C are all on sale, 25% off. And one of the things that hold people back from wanting to do exercise or get in shape or get healthy is they just don't have the energy for it. And I've talked to a whole bunch of really well-known PhD-level biochemists, molecular biologists, and they all agree that as life goes on and stress happens and you get out of the habit of moving around like what you were doing when you were a kid, and a lot of people that happens to, it's time to go off to college, get a job, and they just do a lot less movement than they did when they were a child, and things start to change and they start to have less energy. So it's very hard to get motivated to start, even if you have the book Mind Over Body. And so what we find, Bruce, is that when people use good nutritional supplements like Gladiator barley and like our collagen, that you can start to feel a sense of energy that you didn't really seem to have before, where you get ready to leave the house, and instead of dragging yourself across the parking lot to get to your car, you're kind of walking up straight, and you got a little spring in your walk, and you're surprised to notice that you're starting to feel energetic. You're like, wow, this feels cool. I think I'll walk a little faster. I'll hold my head up high. I'll get my shoulders back. And this feels good, right? That needs to be the signal that it's time to begin your exercise routine. And if you want to put together the book we just mentioned by Nordine, Mind Over Body, with some Gladiator barley, maybe with some Boomer Boost or collagen, so that you'll get that spark. So go ahead and get the book and give us a call so we can help you get started. And you can begin reading the book, filling out the pages. And on that day that you feel the energy kick in from your new nutrition regime, you're already ready to go because you filled out the book and you're ready for your first step, your first exercise. And then you won't just be like, okay, I have some energy, now what am I going to do? You've already got a plan. And so that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. And it is 4 minutes after 10.
Thank you, Bob. You know what I like about that Mind Over Body and the story of that man who became Mr. Universe? If anybody has seen the Mr. Universe type contests to get to that point, to be built up, to have your muscles do what this guy could do, it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of hours to essentially sculpt your body into these positions. And I think it's amazing that a guy who was 3 months premature, well, maybe as many as 6 months premature at birth, could develop and become Mr. Universe. That's amazing to me. I think a book is very cool. And what I like what you said, Bob, was that he started people out with light weights, maybe 1 or 2 pound dumbbells, and then brought it up from there and increased the weight, increased the reps to the point where they got stronger fast and build that muscle. And we know that Boomer Boost and Barley together is the best combination, but we know that the barley is a muscle builder. And really, collagen is too, because of all the benefits to connective tissue in our body that results from it. So I think it's a great sale at 25% off on barley, whether it's heirloom or gladiator barley. And then, of course, the collagen and vitamin C. Those are all great at 25% off. It's a real great idea to buy them that way. So let's see, how do you get there? You go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my website. And when you get on it, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. You click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you go right in, and then you can see products on sale. You can go ahead and put an order together in your cart and do it that way. That's what 90-some-odd percent of the customers do. But some of us, including me, call the toll-free number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Now that number is good from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that's, you know, that's an absolute win. When you can get that to happen, and you can go to the site, or you can call if you have a question, or if you're not an online person, you want to put an order in over the phone, you can do that. I do that. And then, because I'm not seeing well enough to use a computer yet. But this is a great opportunity for us all to bring ourselves up to speed with our health. So let's do that. Take advantage of that. And I'm sure it'll pay big dividends to us by doing that and taking advantage of these products. And so I appreciate that, Bob. So we have website, we have the phone number, we have a sale. 25% off is pretty strong on all both barleys as well as collagen and vitamin C. And collagen and vitamin C work really well together. So let's talk about it this way. This is the opportunity to stock up a little bit, not only on collagen and C, but also on barley, because we stocked up on Boomer Boost last month. This is the opportunity to stock up a little bit on the barley. And I recommend everybody do that. But what else? All right. Let's go. Thank you, Bob, very much for that. I love the story about that guy, mind over body. And let's go into the intel, talk about what's going on, where we are. Well, we're looking very, very strong right now. The sources we've talked to are talking about this going by the 18th, which is Thursday. Today is Tuesday. That means that we should get notified between now and Thursday. We know quadrillions of dollars have been moving around as of, well, probably before today, but we know today. We know that bondholders are to receive emails tomorrow that would give them access to their accounts on Thursday, the 18th. We know that we should receive our emails either overnight, meaning in the morning tomorrow, or sometime tomorrow, in which case we respond, we set up our appointments, and we start exchanges either tomorrow evening or on Thursday. So this is really a great opportunity for us right now. It's terrific. Let's see what else we've got relevant. We have a strong contact, two contacts that are Iraqi citizens that are in touch with high-up people in Erbil, E-R-B-I-L, Erbil, Iraq. And they are telling us that the budget and rate of the Iraqi dinar will be published in tomorrow's Gazette, which is Wednesday, the normal published day in Iraq. We are expecting to see that published tomorrow. So this is the time, which is very serious for us, to look for our emails tomorrow and be prepared to set your appointment and start on Thursday. That seems to be the case. And look, the 18th apparently is a date that has been decided on to have this start by. It's also the date that Nasara is theoretically designed to begin. And for Jeannie and everybody else, if you're a ZIM holder, then you should be receiving your restitution and reclamation allowance, which we call R&R. You should receive that at the time of your exchange and redemption of ZIM. So that is a bonus for us. Now, let's say you're not a currency holder. You should receive your R&R by the end of July. So we who are ZIM holders have a little advantage there to get it at the time of our exchange. That's really good news. I cannot speak to the increase in Social Security. We're over halfway through the month, so I don't know if that's something that we're looking at this month or next month later. Could be. I'm not really that concerned about an increase in Social, but it'll come when it comes. What we have to be concerned with is getting the toll-free number, setting the appointment, and going in for our exchange. Now, let's talk about ZIM holders. ZIM holders, as you can imagine, because of the denominations of the currency itself, are of high priority. In fact, ZIM holders who have projects, who plan to be around for a while, have priority on going into the med beds. Now, those with dire need, and yes, I'm one of them, will also have priority going into the med beds. And not too long after the exchange appointment. So I'm very excited about that and looking forward to that. And I think you all should be also. Now, as far as what to do between now and tomorrow or Thursday for our appointments, this is a perfect time to contact Sue by email to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Now, you know, Sue has been coaching at a very high level for over 31 years. She really has a great touch when it comes to that. And you guys can tell by what she says on the call that she knows what she's doing and knows what she's talking about. I want to recommend, if you haven't ordered the Golden Wisdom Bundle yet, that you do so tonight. And in the email, you just put in the subject line Golden Bundle 300, and you send it to Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. Make sure you have Cash App, or you can get Cash App. Let her know that in the email itself, and put your name and a cell phone number in case she needs to contact you or text you. All of this information is basically coming to you by email. So I want you to be aware of that and go ahead and do that so that you have that information. And you have 20 different classes in 4 different courses that you can listen to, about an hour and a half each. And you can listen to these from now on at your own pace. And it comes to you by email. You just click on it and go right through it. And it's a great idea. And I want you guys to do it because it will prepare you beautifully for what we're about to do in getting into this humanitarian posture as we move forward. So I think that it's something that we all should do, and I'm excited about what she's prepared. These classes that she has are just chock full of good quality information that we need to know going forward from our exchange. And it'd be better to go ahead and get it now and start listening. You don't have to go through it all at once. You can go through one lesson a week. Just focus on that, and you'll be fine. You'll be just fine going into it. But you have a total of 20 classes, over 30 hours of coaching and teaching and information that you can use. So, rates have been going back up. They were fluttering. They were not solid the last couple of days. But bank screens yesterday at 9 a.m. rates were fluctuating. At 1 p.m. at the redemption centers, they were fluctuating. And I recommend that everybody, you know, go and do the exchanges as soon as they can. However, for those that may not have Zim, if you're a dong and dinar holder, the dinar, they should offer us a contract rate, which is going up from where it was a week ago, and it's extremely high, higher than we thought was possible. But this is an opportunity for you to get the maximum that President Trump wanted us to get with that exchange. So keep that in mind. And as far as the dong goes, they're supposed to be bringing that rate up higher as well. Won't be as high as dinar, but it'll be a very strong rate. Now, I've told you about Sue. I've told you about sending her an email tonight to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Do I believe this could be our last call? Yes. I don't normally say that, but I believe this is it. If our intel is proven correct, which I think it is, tomorrow is a day we should be notified, and then Thursday is the day we should be exchanging and redeeming our Zim. All right, so with that said, let's go ahead and pray the call out and look forward to a wonderful day tomorrow and an even better day on Thursday when we start exchanges. All right? Lord God, we just thank you so much for the position that we hold, where we stand right now in this entire scenario. Because we know things are close. We know that we're supposed to be emailed tomorrow with our toll-free numbers from Wells Fargo. And we know we're going to move forward into this exchange experience. Thank you for it. Thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. Continue to bless us. And we continue to stand tall, forward, and speak the things that we want, the things that we need to happen into existence. We thank you for so many things. Thank you for your provision and your healing. Thank you for our daily bread. Lord God, thank you for this blessing. We'll be good stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we're just going to say that's it for our call tonight. I want to thank Sue and Bob and GCK and Genia and Pastor Scott to be completely and totally healed from head to toe from the strokes that keep besetting him. I want you totally healed, Pastor Scott, and I want you to be first in line for the med beds. Let them know that right away. Okay? And so that's what I wanted to say tonight. Let's go ahead and pray I just prayed the call out, didn't I? Let's just thank Sue and Bob, everybody. Thank you, satellite team, for getting the call out. And Lord God, thank you for giving us grace and giving us the faith to believe, the measure of faith. Thank you for that. So let's just move forward tomorrow. Let's see where this goes. And everybody have a beautiful night and a great day tomorrow, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.